This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military has confirmed its forces stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israeli fire killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. We get more from the AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Chama.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would prefer to see U.S. President Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as a more experienced and predictable person than Donald Trump. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
While Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies, the reasons for Putin's positive comments on President Biden are unclear. He is the more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician of the old formation. But we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. Putin's comments made during an interview with Russian state television Wednesday were unusual for Biden, a fierce critic of the Russian leader who frequently praised former President Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, tried to turn what the Russian leader said into his favor at a campaign rally Wednesday night, calling Putin's statement a great compliment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States does not see signs of an imminent war by North Korea despite incredibly dangerous activities in recent months and its refusal to engage in diplomatic talks with the U.S., according to a top U.S. official. Earlier this week, North Korea carried out its fifth cruise missile launch of the year, which came just days ahead of the joint U.S.-Japan missile defense training exercise scheduled for next week. Here in the U.S., a vigil was held in Kansas City Thursday night in support of the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman, a well-known local radio DJ, and injured more than 20 people. Police are trying to determine who was behind the mass shootings. We get more from correspondent Bruce Morton.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
A massive fire swept through a paint factory in India's capital, New Delhi, killing at least 11 people, leaving four others injured, according to the news agency Press Trust of India. Fire officials said that the blaze started late Thursday on the ground floor of the factory, trapping the victims on the floor above with no way out. The cause of the blaze was not immediately clear. Donald Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled, with the jury selection starting on March 25th, according to a judge's ruling on Thursday, turning aside requests for delay from the former president's defense lawyers. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
That decision from the New York judge overseeing his hush money trial, the former president calling it election interference, speaking from the hallway outside the courtroom.
I'll be here during the day and I'll be campaigning during the night.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is also under indictment in Washington, D.C. and Georgia for election interference and Florida for mishandling classified documents. This New York case brought by the Manhattan DA about alleged payments to keep extramarital affairs from coming out during the 2016 election, which Trump denies, is considered the least legally perilous of the four. In Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
The Italian Senate has given final approval to an agreement with Albania to house migrants during the process of their asylum requests. Under the five-year deal, Albania would shelter up to 3,000 migrants at a time in two centers, while Italy fast-tracks their asylum requests. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.